Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Amasis Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Pei Aleph, Chapter 81, Connection or Estrangement. Pasuk Yud, Lo Yevecha Elzar, you should not have within you a strange god. What is this strange god within us? Is it idol worship? If so, that doesn't seem very relevant to us today. Or is it? The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis, explains that the Elzar, this strange god, is the evil inclination, the Yetzirah, which we each contend with every internal struggle. I'd like to share with you a powerful idea on this concept of the Elzar as described by Rav Shlomo Volba in his Sefer Alei Shur. The strange god of the Elzar, Rav Volba explains, is the god of estrangement. Human beings are in one of two states. Always. We are either connected or we are estranged. This applies to our relationship between ourselves and other people, and it applies to our relationship between ourselves and Hashem. Bad midos, the Yetzirah, they all lead to disconnection. They lead to estrangement. The other choice is serving Hashem. Hashem, who is the God of unity, of connection. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, one. When we serve Hashem, we create connection. Let's look at an example. Let's say you ask your parents to drive you someplace on a Motzei Shabbos, or if you already drive, you ask to borrow the car. They say no, for whatever reason. You now have two options at this moment, and it's going to be one or the other. You can choose to worship the Elzar, the god of estrangement, and in doing so, create disconnection, or you can choose to worship Hashem, and in doing so, create connection. Serving the Elzar may look like this. You get angry at your parents. They aren't doing what you wanted. It may look like you being ungrateful, being chafoy tov, not being grateful for the hundreds of thousands of things your parents have done for you since you came into this world, and probably the many times they've driven you places since you were a baby. It may look like you being disrespectful with both your words and your body language, an isser of kibud ava'im. These responses are all one in which you are worshiping the Elzar. You are creating estrangement. You are creating disconnection between you and your parents, as well as between you and Hashem. The other option, worship Hashem, and in doing so, create connection. What does that look like? It looks like bringing Hashem into the picture. Recognizing that he runs the world. And if your parents are saying no, it's because that's what he determined is best for you. It means having hakaras hatov for all the things your parents have done for you. It means being dan l'kav zchus, judging them favorably, like maybe they actually have a legitimate, very good reason for saying no. It looks like using your words gently and respectfully, opting in to follow the halachos of kibud ava'im. These choices all create connection between you and Hashem because you're following the mitzvos, and of course they create connection between you and your parents. So although we don't live in a time when worshiping idols like totem poles or the sun is a challenge we face, we do have the nisayon of choosing to worship the Elzar or not. With each interaction in our day, we can choose to worship Hashem and connect, or we can choose to worship the Elzar and create disconnection. Let's work to connect. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfego Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.